The 11th and the 12th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel have a different ring to them than the other parts of the Gospel. In the 11th and 12th chapter, Jesus is referred consistently by the title Master or Lord. It's a title that Luke gives to Jesus in the Acts of the Apostles. It's a title that reflects Jesus after the resurrection. So it leads some commentators to believe that really the passages that we're reading now are passages about the risen Lord. The people of Luke's time expected the Lord to return soon. And they expected that he would return at the Eucharist. The passage we heard first today describes the way the people were informed of the events of the Passover about to take place, how they were confident about this, and how they prepared themselves and were waiting for the action of the Lord. Even today, pious Jews believe that it is in the midst of the celebration of the Passover that the Messiah will come. Well, those early Christians believed that it was at the time of the Eucharist, on the Sunday, that the Lord would come in glory. And of course, it didn't happen. And so Luke tells them they are to remain alert and they are to remain ready. Because independent of when they expect it, you know the promise is made. The Lord is coming. And he may come at midnight or he may come early in the dawn, but he's coming. And blessed are those who are ready for him, are ready to welcome him. And then he tells us what the Lord will do, what the risen Lord will do for us. He will do for us what he did for those disciples the night before he died. The night before he died, Jesus tied an apron around his waist, and he dragged a bowl around the room as he washed the feet of his disciples, and then he served them at table. And Luke says, when he comes in glory, he will hike up his garments and tie a belt around his waist, and he will lead you to the table and seat you there, and he will wait upon you. He will serve you. The image of the risen Lord, the image of our Master, is the one who serves. And so Luke calls upon his young audience, his new church, he calls upon them to hold tight to that image of Jesus and to remember that they are to serve in the image of Christ. That you and I, the body of the Lord, are to be a servant church. And that week by week as we come to the altar, in sacrament, the risen Lord does for us what the risen Lord will do for us in the end. He gathers us at the table and he serves us. He feeds us. And then he sends us forth and says, you do the same thing. You act the same way. Just as at the Last Supper, Jesus says to his disciples, have you seen what I have done? Have you watched what I have done? And you call me Lord and Master, and that clearly is what I am. So if I, who am Lord and Master, have washed your feet, how much more ought you to wash the feet of each other? Those images of service that are found in the gospel are very specific and very hands-on. I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. I was in prison and you stood by my side. I was a stranger or an alien and you welcomed me. Very specific. Very hands-on, very immediate. Nothing rarefied or airy about that. Men and women of faith, men and women of the church, are called to act that way. You know, when a person comes into a new position, especially a position of leadership, it's terribly important to listen to the opening words, so the opening statements of that person. So if a new principal arrives in a school, or if a new president of a corporation arrives, or if a new mayor is inaugurated, or whenever a person is called upon to exercise a leadership role, that person usually makes an opening statement. And it's terribly important to listen to that statement, because those statements are made carefully. And in those statements, we learn something about what this person is all about. Well, in 1980, there was a young man from Detroit, Michigan, who was called and asked to be the new bishop of the Diocese of Saginaw, Michigan. He was a very young man. And he came with his freshness and his enthusiasm and sparkle in his eye. His name was Ken Untner. And on the first day he was in Saginaw, as the Saginaw Catholic community gathered around him, these are the words he said to them. Hi, I'm Ken. I'm going to be your waiter. And with those words, he embarked upon 25 years of servant leadership and invited the men and women of that community, of that church, to grow with him in the image of Jesus, the one who serves. Jesus says to his disciples, "The Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." We turn to the Lord God and we pray.
May the community of God's people set their hearts on never-failing treasures, faith, hope, love, peace, and life eternal, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May we not measure success solely in terms of material possessions, but instead see in them an opportunity to render service to the community, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May God protect from harm those who keep watch through the night, such as policemen, firemen, security guards, and hospital staff, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May those who live foolishly and recklessly, as if they were accountable to no one for their behavior, hear the voice of God and change their ways, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray for those who are sick, especially Sarah Gubash, Michael Rock, Joseph Marthaler, Mark Foley, Tom Lesher, Louis Chapdelaine, and Helen Bukowski. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.